Monday, 28 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad to have you with us on the Calvary Hour today. For those of you, our faithful listeners, I trust that you, along with our new listeners today, have had a wonderful Christmas time and looking forward to a good new year coming up. We're going back to our series of messages on entitled Raising Up Foundations for Many Generations, found in Isaiah chapter 58. And our text verse is in verse 12. And then we'll be going back to verse 1 where we left off before we took our brief break. Father, do bless us now, please, with thy precious word, and we'll thank thee for it. God, we want to first of all, lay the right foundation. And we know, Lord Jesus, that that foundation is thee. For the foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. And then, Lord, we want to build upon that foundation gold, silver, and precious stones, and not with hay, wood, and stubble. Please give us grace to do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in Isaiah 58 and verse 12, many of you may be new listeners today. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. My, what a tremendous challenge. What a tremendous title. What a tremendous commendation for God to say this about anybody. First of all, that you're building the old waste places and you're raising up not only a foundation for today, but of many generations, and then to be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. How much better to be called the repairer of the breach and restorer of the paths to dwell in than to be called a destroyer. In Psalms 11 and verse 3, the Bible makes this statement clear: if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, we have seen so many foundations damaged and destroyed in our lifetime. Our country's in a mess. So many churches are in great difficulty. Just seemed like on every side, there's a tremendous challenge and there's much decay. But I'll tell you, God's in the business of reformation. God's in the business of restoration. God's in the business of revival. And we want to see God revive his people and restore back in this country and around the world the great liberties and privileges that we've known of these years, and to see men seeking God and serving him. On our last broadcast in this series, which was a few days ago, we were in Isaiah 58 in verse 1, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins." Preaching has always been, and is now, and will be to Jesus comes, God's plan of spreading his word. We're to go forth into all the world, and we're to preach the gospel to every creature. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, we must also seek God inwardly and not just outwardly. In fact, the most important part of our seeking God is that within the heart and not that within the flesh. In Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 2 we read, "Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God." Well, you say, "Preacher, sound like to me, they're doing all right." Well, as we're going to read the rest of this, we'll find out they were not doing all right. This was the outward appearance. They had problems within. In Isaiah chapter 58 now, and in verse 3, "Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as you do this day, to to make your voice to be heard on high? Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, and to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, and shalt cry, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking of vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. This is our text. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Well, now we've read several verses of Scripture leading up to our text, and you can see the qualifications for laying the right foundations for many generations. In verse 1, it's preaching of the Word of God. It's calling God's people to account for their sins. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of God their sins. And then it is seeking God inwardly and not just outwardly. This scripture just keeps coming to my mind. If you are following me in the Word of God, would you take your Bibles and go with me over to the book of Ezekiel and chapter 8? Ezekiel chapter 8. I'll tell you, this is another tremendous book of Scripture. And in Ezekiel chapter 8, we see where the problem, the main problems of God's people lay. And it was not of the people primarily, so much as it was of their leadership. And in Ezekiel chapter 8, the Spirit of God will come in, and he will take Ezekiel, and he'll take him right into the holy places, and he'll show Ezekiel the image of jealousy, which provokes the jealousy, and he will show him how the people who are in leadership are really not serving God at all. Oh, they were going through their outward emotions. Yes, they carried out the Levitical law ceremoniously, but as far as their heart was concerned, their heart evidently was far from God. Now, I said turn to Ezekiel chapter 8, and I've just looked at our time, and I see that we'll not have time to really get into this chapter on today's broadcast. God willing, we will tomorrow. And I want you to see how God holds the leadership of his work accountable. Now, dear friend, it's not right for me to get up and preach that a man should live for God and then I not live for God myself. It's not right for me, as the Bible says, do you preach that a man shouldn't steal, and dost thou steal? Do you preach that a man shouldn't do this and that, and the other is wrong, and dost thou do it? No, it's not the outward, dear friend. It is the inward. Now, is the outward important? Yes, it is. But the outward's importance is really when it's changed from the inside. Not just the facade of change, but a real change. You see, for a child of God, the change has to come from the inside out. Oh, yes, we can dress up the outside and make it look pretty good. But, dear friend, that doesn't change the inside. But I promise you this, if the inside gets changed by the grace of God and by the power of God, the outside is going to change, and that's when it will really count. Father, thank you for your word. We praise thee for it. I pray that you'd help us to live for thee. And dear God, help us to lay the foundations for many generations for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.